USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, detectives in Massachusetts investigating the death of a 22-year-old woman found dead at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Paramedics responding to a call there about a possible overdose. The woman reportedly in cardiac arrest when they arrive and is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. The incident taking place at the home belonging to Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old widow of the U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
They would love to see a guy like Sleepy Joe Biden.
In other news, President Trump holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. He takes aim at Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden.
Who has no clue what the hell he's doing. They'd say to Sleepy Joe, sir, just sign right there. Oh, okay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In New York City, a man, an immigrant wearing a red MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, who supports President Trump, claims he's assaulted by a group of 15 to 18 violent teenagers for wearing that hat. Jahangir Turan, 42 years old, who goes by the name Johnny, telling police officers he's walking down the street when suddenly he's punched in the face and says the teens yelling, F Trump.
One kid took my head and bash it against the scaffolding.
Turan, who owns an art gallery in New York City, telling reporters at a news conference, it's sad to be beaten up like this because I was wearing the hat. This is America. Everybody has a right. Now he has a fractured cheekbone and a black eye. Turan buying the hat this week at Trump Tower, but tells reporters he may not be wearing it out again in public. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
To Washington, D.C. now, where a bipartisan federal budget deal heads to President Trump's desk. But not everyone happy about this compromise bill. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A number of Republicans expressed concerns about soaring deficits and debt, but the bipartisan two-year spending deal passed the U.S. Senate.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28.
The deal, negotiated largely by Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This legislation lays the groundwork to avoid another government shutdown.
Top Democrat in the Senate Chuck Schumer there referring to the fact that it also raises the debt ceiling.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, a down session. The Dow losing almost 281 points to close at 26,583. The Nasdaq down 64 points. The S&P 500 down almost 27 points. The market down after President Trump announcing he's imposing more tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump has a message for China.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president says the tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods will begin September 1st.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.